Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operations manager, Brady Murray, and by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 452. Which is intended for broadcast May 14 through May 28, 2016.
Yeah.
And I'm Brady Murray, joined by Dr. Jerry Plummer. And Doc, we were talking about before the show, this is going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that somewhere. I hear
it's
it a
be
lot.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I hear that a lot somewhere, you know?
Somewhere. Not to be political, but we have talked a little bit about that and hairstyles in particular.
Oh, hairstyles. That's a whole different thing. You know, that reminds me a little bit about... Terry from Alabama, you know, he sometimes, I think he might have a chance of getting his hair like that someday. When we see him, we need to talk to him about that.
Maybe at the NASB,
we can
arrange maybe to have him, you know, hooked up at a stylist or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I sent an email earlier this week to WG Tapley, you know, from
Canada.
Yes, from Canada, and asked him if he thought that Terry from Alabama would be at NASB, and A, and B, would he be bringing the Hobart? And he replied saying that he would be there, and he thought he was pretty sure he would have the Hobart there on display. And do a little talk about it. So maybe
that'll be good.
Yet another reason to be
in NASB. A lot of good talks coming.
Oh yeah.
Since we're starting out on the topic of NASB, you know our friend and attendee to the NASB meeting, Christopher.
Yeah.
His email address is Digital Ham.
Digital Ham.
So I was going to start out by reading. He says, really excited to be headed to Nashville. Several of us enthusiasts in attendance would love a tour of WWCR any chance. And he says that he's bringing the BST-1 car shortwave talked about.
Right.
And he's talking about RCA Studio B and have a pilgrimage planned for the graves of Jimmy Martin and Johnny Cash. And just he's looking forward to this trip.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's been to Nashville before. But the answer to the question about the tour of WWCR, and actually you and I had not talked about this before, I was speaking yesterday with Charlie Caudill from World Christian Broadcasting. And as I told him, we've got a great central location where you're going to be able to walk or have a cheap cab ride to most anywhere you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
And we really don't have any big plans for a bus or anything like that.
Right,
but
right.
Sure, if somebody, Christopher, somebody else wants to come out and see the station,
come on.
Yeah. I'll bring you out. I mean, if you flew in, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's not that far away. No, it's not that
but
far.
I think that just practically speaking, there's going to be a lot of folks there that's been here. And, you know, if we can work, it's also going to be pretty packed with presentations.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There is quite a bit.
I know Chris would really like to see it. You know, he's been so well. He's Oregon, you know, and he's talked to us before at different locations at NASB and said, "I sure would like to see that place someday."
Sure,
I'm sure. Like you say, I'm sure they can get worked at it. Isn't that far?
We'll make arrangement for that. But there are no official plans. But like I told him in my reply, you know, my main function there is to be hospitable and do those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we could work that out. You know, but you're right. It's going to be pretty packed with presentations.
It is packed with presentations. A lot of interest, and maybe Doc, that has something to do with Nashville. They always say Nashville's a popular
destination. A popular place. Could be something to do that. Maybe word about that Hobart has somehow got out too.
Hobart's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be great.
It's going to
be unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I printed off a few emails, and I know you've got one or a couple there to read from.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back and revisit this.
Yeah.
Hopefully this gentleman will hear over the air. Roberto from Havana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to, hopefully he's able to hear us on Ask WWCR. This QSL has been sent.
That's the best I can do.
That's
the one we're trying to get into Havana somehow.
Certainly would love to have communication with folks in Cuba. I hope that he receives the QSL card.
But I
have done what I can do.
I don't know what else we can do. You know, if we knew somebody, I'm just thinking out loud over there, if we knew somebody in Canada, we could send it to them, and then maybe they could. I don't even know if that would work. I don't know. I mean, all we can do is send it, and of course, we'll never know. We don't know if it comes back. It'll never come back, I bet. You know. Well, let's hope it gets there. You know?
I wanted to make mention of that on the air.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And I understand, you know, because he was nice about it. He said, I'm just hoping, you know, and yeah. I'm thinking we already sent it, man.
We did. I think we sent it twice.
Twice. Well, I don't know. According to Obama, we and the Cubans are all cool, you know. I guess
maybe, maybe that change happens.
Maybe
slowly.
It happens slowly. I know it hadn't happened with IBB yet. I do know that. You know?
I've read a little bit about that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I hope he does get it too.
Brady. I do too.
I really do.
I do too.
And I hope he hears it on the air in that sense, mm-hmm. you know, because we really are trying.
Oh, I believe that he received WWCR, and this is by email that we've communicated, but what people typically want is a card, and we do send cards.
We do. We definitely do.
This week I've sent cards, Doc, all over the world. And
we
I know
sent a
Kathy
bunch of them.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. We sent a bunch of all them all the time.
This week, for whatever reason, for me, was Europe. All over Europe.
Folks all over Europe. That's good.
And you've got one that's indirectly through UAE.
Yes, it is. And it kind of is one that's interesting because it says it's sort of a mix of how modern digital technology is cooperating with shortwave, you know. This is from Dr. Avinash, PhD, scientist, biotechnology, and he's from the United Arab Emirates. Mm-hmm. And greetings from Al Ayn in UAE. A big hi to everybody on the opposite side of the world. And here's the technology part. Uh-huh. I'm pleased to report the reception of WWCR on shortwave on 4 March 2016 on the frequency of 3215. And we first, Louis said, whoa.
Wow.
You know, and here's where the technology comes in. The reception was made using a remote SDR out of Kensington, New Hampshire. He said, I've tried to listen directly to your station, but I couldn't get the signals on this low a frequency. He says, but on this, I heard Line Legacy, Joni and Friends, Words of Deliverance, made a recording of it too. He says, I'm a 38-year-old researcher in Al Ayn, the oasis city of UAE. An Indian expat, I've been here for a little over 6 years. I'm a scientist working on the molecular immunology of large animals, camels he's talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a 38-year-old shortwave listener, and he's also embracing technology to listen to shortwave. You know,
shortwave, internet,
mixed together.
Truly listening over a shortwave receiver,
just doing it over
the internet. We do a lot of that here.
We do a lot of that here, too. That's a way that we can also check how our reception is in different places. And it's coming from a real shortwave receiver, you know.
That's true. With an antenna.
Antenna, everything. Mm-hmm. 38 years old, and he is a scientist working on camels, you know.
You sure do see a lot of interest in shortwave.
Oh, yeah.
Especially amongst folks who are just kind of learning about it.
Yeah. And he's learned it, and he's learned also both ways, because he listens to shortwave himself, and he's learned how technologically he can use the access to the SDR stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's really done good, Dr. Avinash. And we thank you for sending us that email. It tells us that there's 38 years old, there's life, you know, and that you embrace technology as well as just plain old school shortwave, too.
That's the way it is. That's exactly the way it is. Doc, you and I have talked about my son, who's 11, is over the summer going to try to pass his license to get his ham.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
We've got the book that's got all the questions, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, so forth. And there are a lot of questions that have to do with, you know, what type of data port would you connect for... It's a mixture
of
mm-hmm old and new, and
that's right.
And then there's
right
some stuff that, you know, calculate ohms, and there's just a bunch.
That's good
to it
stuff to know.
It's
though,
an electrical exam, but it incorporates a lot to do with modern technology.
It's the old and the new. It's the digital and the analog coexisting. You know,
but it tells you the old stuff is still there.
Oh yeah,
still very much used.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and it's a difficult test. And I don't want to call out our engineer Phil Patton, but he was telling me that he went, after we talked about this,
right,
and took a practice test. You know, he's expert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has
been
for years.
Yeah.
And he said he looked at the practice test and admitted that he needed to brush up
a little bit. He needs to tune up a little bit.
Because those things have changed since he took it.
Well, you know, really, they
He's a great engineer, but I think that there is a whole lot of new information on that test.
They are melding and changing into it, the old with the new. Because, you know, it's just like Dr. Avinash, you know, he's mixing old and new. And it's kind of amazing to me that, you know, like he says, he's working with camels, you know. He says molecular immunology of large animals, camels here in UAE. So I'm thinking he's out there working with these camels and listening to WWCR on the shortwave. Now, that's a mix of both, don't you think? You know, for real?
It is, yeah.
That's cool.
Probably
that's
amazing. Great, wonderful, beautiful, all that.
Oh, I've seen camels. When I was in UAE, I saw camels. I mean, it's they're interesting.
UAE is a long ways off.
Yeah,
not surprising to us that he was not able to pick us up directly on a receiver, but I will say that propagation is a funny thing.
It is.
I'll bet there are places kind of out in the middle of nowhere or, you know, with a great receiver antenna combination,
that
something
do come
where
in.
You
yeah.
will get WWCR.
You know, over in UAE, you'll be able to get those higher frequencies. 3215 is just a frequency that's really kind of unique to us. There's another station that periodically tries to emulate us, and it tries to stay down on that lower range. But other than that, nobody else but us, you know, and for us, it works good. We get all kinds of reception,
well.
Man.
Yeah. Hearing rumors of another domestic station trying to get a lower frequency, too. I don't know much more about that, but we'll see if that comes along.
3250, as a matter of fact.
3250.
Yeah, and it's actually been tried. It's up and running a little bit, just 2 days ago.
Wow.
And you know what bothers me a little bit about it is I hadn't mentioned it to you yet, but remember when we was bouncing through all those?
You can run into trouble in that part of the...
You can, in that part of the frequency range. Something tells me that I think we may have tried something real close to
pretty
that.
Close, yeah.
And we didn't have much.
Maybe it'll have maybe they'll have result in that part of the world. Doc, the other email that you have that I wanted to cover, I was forwarded this by Greg here at the station, who does host some country programming on WWCR.
Yes.
And this email comes to me from Dave Mooney, of course, who
Diamond
is the
Dave.
Owner of the account.
Yes.
But he said this might be something nice to read on the show, and I agree.
I agree it is. It's from John, and he's writing us saying that, good morning, listening to you via a portable shortwave and a cheesy dipole.
Yeah.
3215, following worldwide country, and he's got listed several different tunes. Now, you're a bit more familiar with country than me. The Possum, I believe, is George Jones.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Skaggs, which is kind of bluegrass, I think, isn't it?
I think that's
Ralph Stanley with Lucinda Williams.
Ralph Stanley, that's, yeah.
Is he like
old
an old
school singer? Something Mountain Boys, but he's...
Has he been around a long time?
He's been around a long time, he's had a lot of hits over a long time, too, yeah.
And Emmylou Harris.
She's an amazing player.
Yeah, and then it says, very good signal, though. Weather and the noise was surprisingly low, and even though we have some T-storms. He says, sorry, don't have my SINPO notes handy, but it's an extremely good signal. Coming out of Nacogdoches, Texas.
Nacogdoches,
Texas.
I think he spells it out for you.
He does and pronounces it. Yeah, Nacogdoches, Texas. Member of the shortwave listeners. That's real good.
Yeah,
and sent, and it says, again, technology, and sent from my iPhone, you know, listening to us on it.
Doc, we get a lot of response to the programs that we produce here, the blues show and also the country show. And I made a note, not going to do a full round of new programming as we have many times in the past, but there is one new music show I wanted to make mention of, and it's called Good Sounding Oldies, and it's hosted by West Virginia Paul. Now, these programs originally aired on a local station in West Virginia, and he was very, very popular in a small town, and he did a daily feature. And he did these programs that are roughly 90 minutes in length.
Is that Saturday morning show?
Mornings. It's 1200 UT, 1200 to 1330. 90 minutes. Like 7 a.m. Central, local.
Right.
74.90 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a mix of music in there.
Doo-wop
stuff. It's not political. There's not even a whole bunch of talking in there.
It's
just introducing songs. And West Virginia Paul, I have heard, can confirm personally, has something in the neighborhood of 50,000 records.
Records?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting guy. Huge fan of the Power Hour, huge fan of WWCR, lives totally off the grid.
Wow.
I hear from him about once a week, And I strongly encourage WWCR listeners to check that out on Saturdays at 1200 UT on 7490.
I'll back up what you're saying. I listened to it that morning. It's good.
Good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
We're out of time.
All right, we'll talk about
See
it
you next time.
All right, sounds good.
Ask WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.